Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Don't know what you guys are doing out there, but hopefully everybody's getting ready for the upcoming elections. I know nobody really wants to talk about the upcoming presidential elections, but it should be interesting. And, again, I wish each of the candidates luck. Of course, I wish one a lot more luck than the others. And it's only because I feel as though that person is actually the best choice for our nation. But we're not even going to get into that because the Zurian Show isn't about politics. It's actually about information and hopefully useful information that they can use to better themselves and others. Because if we don't know what we can and can't do. So, with no further ado, let's move on with the topic at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, each of us, as we go through our lives, go through different trials and tribulations. We also have different experiences that we experience. And that combination of experiences make us who we are. It molds us to become who we are. Now, I'm not saying that your parents don't play a part in it and that your grandparents didn't play a part in it. All of them did. But the ultimate choice is actually whose? It's yours. So everybody that you're involved with and everybody that's around you has a certain sphere of influence. And that sphere of influence ends up coming out to be you. The different things, again, that were around you and the different environments that you grew up in and, you know, how you see things. Politics are one of those things. Religion is one of those things. But today we're going to talk about something that kind of touches on all of that, but yet it touches on something even a little different from that. We're talking about the 6 degrees of separation and the myth of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, why do I say that it's a myth? Because it is. The original, everybody understands the 6 degrees of separation from the movie with, I believe, Kevin Bacon in it. And they talk about the 6 degrees of separation and that. However, I think what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that the information that they use on the show is not real. I'm not saying that there aren't 6 degrees of separation. There are. But the 6 degrees of separation varies from group to group. And what do I mean by it varies from group to group? Well, I mean in the sense of, yes, in the 200 and I believe 16 people that the test was run on by the gentleman that actually started the test, there were 216 different groups of people that this experiment was based on. And that's how they came up with the 6 degrees of separation. The problem with the story that they did with the gentleman, the movie star, or that all of us know as being the 6 degrees of separation, is the fact that they kind of threw off the numbers. They said that basically they made it out to where everybody, there's only 6 degrees of separation. But in reality, that percentage was definitely off. So when people tell you that there's only 6 degrees of separation, understand that most of the times they don't know what they're talking about, and it's a myth. So if you look on the site, you'll see a picture, and it says there's a picture with Santa Claus. There's a picture, well, Santa Claus picture. There's a picture of the Tooth Fairy. And the 6 degrees of separation reality is actually about the same as the myth of Santa Claus. All right? Money is not going to fall from the sky. And trust me, you do not have 6 degrees of separation between whoever it is that you want to know. So if you think that there's only 6 degrees of separation between you and our present president, you're wrong. If you believe there's 6 degrees of separation between you and and the person that you dream of meeting, again, you're wrong. And for, like I said, there is a point or a grouping of people that do have 6 degrees of separation, but these are people that are not only awesome networkers, but they also know other awesome networkers. And because of their work in, what is it, it's not NetWatch, it's not NetSit, it's Network. Because of their network of individuals that they've worked for, that they've learned to acquire and that they've developed over their lifetimes, those are the people that actually have that 6 degrees of separation. So in reality, the majority of us, and if we look at the statistics, the majority of us do not have that 6 degrees. Actually, let's go back to the original study. I can't remember the gentleman's name at the present time, but on the original study that was done, which the movie was based off of, and its basing really stopped after the number 6 degrees, the gentleman that actually did the study basically created a group of 216 groups of people. And what they did was they took some information that they wanted to get to particular groups, and they sent them out. They sent this information out throughout the nation. When they sent this information out, they sent it out through different groups wishing for the information to get to one particular person or one particular grouping of people. Well, as this information went out, it, of course, got different types of responses. Well, in actuality, there was a group that actually got the message, and they got the message in, I think, about 2 months to a month and a half. The information that they wanted to get to these particular individuals got to them. Here's the interesting thing about the 6 degrees of separation. Of the 216 groups that were created to get this message out to the 216 individuals that it needed to reach, it only reached 29% of the people that it was sent out to. So basically, 63% of the 63 of the groups actually were able to make contact out of 216 with the individual that they were actually originally tasked to make contact with. So what does that tell us? That tells us that 71% of the people that were given the mission to make this contact didn't make it. So what does that mean to you? What that means to you is that statistically, only 71% of the people didn't make that connection. Now, if there was 6 degrees of separation between us and anybody that we would want to know or could know or any of that, then those numbers would be quite different. Now, these numbers that I'm giving you are actually the factual numbers. This isn't something that I made up. This isn't something make-believe. So my whole thing is, if you want to create 6 degrees of separation between you and anybody else, then that would mean you'd have to work at creating a network that actually has the power, has the juice, has the connections to actually make you part of the 29% and not part of the 71. But on average, you and I are part of the 71. Why? Because we don't have a robust network. We don't have a group of people that are influential enough or that have the follow-through. I was recently talking with a friend of mine who has done quite well. You know, financially he's done quite well, you know, In all of those ways, he's done quite well. But he said something to me that I thought was really interesting. You know, when we've had dealings with each other, and I love him like a brother, I truly do. But when we've had dealings with each other, his, as another person would say, his propensity to not follow through is horrible. It's horrific. However, for some people, things have a tendency to work out. And he happens to be one of those people that things have a tendency to work out for. Now, if I was to ask him, he probably wouldn't agree with me. But if I ask him, which actually came up just today, he said to me that I am horrible at follow-up and follow-through. He said, but at least I admit it. Well, for most of us, ladies and gentlemen, if we didn't follow through, if we didn't do what we said we were going to do, we'd be in a hurt locker. And most of us are, guess what, in a hurt locker. Why? Because most of us don't follow through. So what does that do for the average person? It destroys your ability to create that 6 degrees of separation. Why? Because you've created your own bottleneck. You're the person standing in your way of getting where you need to get. And you're probably associating with other people that do the same thing. Now, in this, one of the reasons that a lot of people that deal with me is because my follow-up is pretty good, because my consistency is pretty good. So what has that done for me? For me, personally, that's given me, I don't think I'm part of the 6 degrees either, but it's gotten me a lot closer. I'm probably in the 10 degrees of separation group. But again, most of us aren't even close, all right? So we all need to work on our dependability, our reliability. We need to work on our skills because, again, the 6 degrees of separation just really doesn't happen for most people. And it doesn't happen for most people because they don't follow through. The definition of 6 degrees of separation is what I said. It's you being able to send that information out to someone and they're going to get it. It's you having a network of business associates, personal associates, what have you, so that when things need to happen, you can get them done. Some people can do it because they have money, and that gives them the 6 degrees of separation. Why? Because they can buy their way to position. Some people, it's because of their reliability. Some people, because it's their notoriety and other people want to be in their circles. Those things help them to obtain that. But again, the 6 degrees of separation that was set up by Kevin Bacon is not real. If you are basing your life on it, throw it out. Start working on becoming a reliable entity to other people, and your sphere of influence will grow, and your ability to actually be able to claim to be part of that 29% that do have that 6 degrees of separation will improve. Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the 6 degrees of separation, they're all a myth. All right? There is no Santa Claus, at least not as we know them. There is no Tooth Fairy. There is no Easter Bunny. All right? And a lot of the other things that are out there that we like to believe and perceive are true or lie to our children about, you know, again, I just don't condone it. There is no Easter Bunny. Don't lie to your kids. Let them know that mommy and daddy are going to put stuff out and that the Easter Bunny is just a fun thing, but it's not a real thing. Why? Because you don't want to lie to people from the beginning. It also erodes your reliability with the individuals that you're talking to. The original study was done by Stanley Milgram. Stanley Milgram is the person that originally did the study about and came up with the 6 degrees of separation. And again, the reason I'm also giving this name is because you can research it. Everything that I talk about, for the most part, except for things that are my opinion, you can usually research that information. And I have very infutable information out there, but you're more than welcome to look at it, because I don't want to share something with you because I believe it, because that's a rumor or that isn't true. So some people are better than connecting at others, all right? But that ability, as I've said already, can be improved. It can be made better. You can work on your ability to connect with other people. You can grow a network of reliable individuals. It's up to you. It's totally up to you. So like I was saying, you can be part of those people that deliver. However, again, it must be developed. You must make your connections. You are connected to the whole world. However, you aren't connected through a level of 6 degrees. And again, there are people out there, as I said before, that have established those types of relationships. However, if you want to be one of them, then you need to find some of them and then do what they do. Emulate what they're doing and you'll find success. So again, the show, 6 degrees of separation, the theory, 6 degrees of separation, as most people know it, is trash. And I misquoted the number. It was 217 groups of people, and out of that, 64 of those groups were actually able to make contact. So that means that only 29% were actually able to do it, yet 71% were not. And the funny thing is that 5% couldn't even find their keys. Okay, so for them to actually take the 6% theory and believe that it was true is so far out there that it's unreal. So 5% of those people, the message probably never made it past the second or third person out of the groups to get to where it needed to get. So again, which part of that do you think that you're part of? Which grouping or which number do you have? What does your network look like? What do your levels of connection look like? If we were to poll you, basically, what kind of juice does your word have? Does it have any word? I mean, does it have any juice? Is it just an entire waste of time for you? It's an interesting way to look at things, isn't it? But again, going back to the 6 degrees of separation, it's something that can be improved if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to do the things necessary to grow your network, to grow your connections, to be able to connect with other people. And the only way that that's going to happen, too, unless you can buy your way through, and then understand, if you do buy your way through, once your money's gone, so goes your connections. Now, don't get me wrong. The people that established those levels of communication, they've done the same things without money, but what they've done is they've created social capital, okay? And that social capital is what gives them the ability to have the 6 degrees of separation that they have, the ability to connect with the people that they can connect with, all right? But that connection is based on their ability and their consistency to walk the walk and talk the talk. Understand that your relationships are also your collateral. They're worth money to you. Your ability to do what you say you're going to do and the connections that you can put in there and the trust that you end up earning is going to help you. It's going to help you in business. It's going to help you in your overall relationships. It's going to help you in how other people see you. You can't be everything to everybody. However, you can be what you were meant to be, and you can do the things that you need to do to find the success that you want to have in your life. However, again, all of those things take work. All of those things take effort. But all of those things, in the end, are priceless. And why are they priceless? They're priceless because that is a true power. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful it is to have a network of individuals that can help you to reach and obtain your goals. I mean, it is amazingly powerful and amazingly helpful to those that have developed those types of relationships and are now using those relationships to prosper, and not only prosper for themselves, but also to help other people. I mean, think about any campaign that we have, especially since we were talking a little earlier about a political campaign. That political campaign is mostly based on volunteer. Yes, they pay for TV commercials, they pay for airtime on the radio, they do all of that. But the majority of groups that are out there are individuals that are on their own because it's something that they believe in, raising money for a belief, all right? Christianity, Judaism, the Muslim religion. What gives them power? What gives them power is the fact that people go out there on their own and push these particular beliefs. They go out there on their own and they invest their own money. That is part of that. You know, some people want to belong to different clubs and organizations. Why? Some people for all the right reasons. Some people for all the wrong reasons. Some people because they just want the power. They want the influence. They want the connections. All of that stuff. Now, again, I'm not going to get into the good part or the bad part about you, you know, doing things and why you do them. You should do them for the right things. You should have principle. You should have, you know, substance and structure behind you when you do something. But also know that that's your call, all right? You've got to deal with you. You've got to know you. You've got to have the belief that you're worth it and the things that you're doing are worth it. Again, I'm not condoning or condemning anybody for what they do, but you have to live with you is basically all that I'm saying. You have to get out there and do the things necessary so that your life will be what it needs to be. And part of that, a very strong part of that, is you creating networks. And from those networks, you developing your why, you developing your reason for doing the things that you do. You, again, making it happen. So, again, today's show is going to be a little bit shorter than usual, but I just wanted to defunct the myth of 6 degrees of separation. I also wanted to share with you some real information on what that entire test or study was about. And it wasn't about what Kevin Bacon said. That was just a good movie. And I never saw the movie, so I don't even know if it was a good movie. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I want to thank you for being so kind and continuing to listen to The Zurian Show. I am also very, very happy and very humbled that you continue to share the show with other people. You know, and as we grow, we hope that we continue to give you good quality information that is useful and that is also meaningful to you and all those around you. So with that, I am going to say, please check us out on the web. Please share us with, again, your friends, families, and coworkers, and know that we are greatly, again, appreciative of the fact that you continue to listen. And if I can help any of you in any way, please let me know, and we'll see what we can do. All right? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great and a fantastic day.